Good morning. Oh, wow. There we are. Lovely to see everyone this morning. And a very warm welcome if you're joining us on the live stream. It's great to have you join with us. It's great for us to be together. Or if you're visiting with us, you're really welcome as we join together to worship Jesus. Just a few things as we start. We're having a bit of a, we call it a church weekend at home. We had a big day in yesterday. And thanks to everyone who organized that. And for all those who came, and for those who organized it but couldn't come, like Johnny Bell and the Bells, who aren't able to be with us, but it was great fun. It was great unhurried time for a bit of conversation and for worship together. I think we've got some pictures. So we've got the runners who were out at 8:30 in the morning doing their 5K. And then what else have we got? We've got Alistair doing his mushroom walk. Not at the moment, hopefully. Hopefully there's no mushrooms as he walks through the church at the minute. There's Joel doing a bit of a donut challenge. Good work, Joel. That donut's as big as your head. And this is a picture of concentration. Who knew that chess was such a spectator sport, actually? Lots of people watching that big showdown yesterday. We had a great time, and thanks to all those who were involved in that. We delivered some leaflets around the area yesterday. We'd got about half of them done yesterday. There's still another half to go, so if as you head off today or after the AGM, you are up for delivering just for about 20 minutes, some leaflets around the houses in the area, do take a pack from the hub there. Don't forget to hang around for our annual general meeting after the service. We're going to start at 12:15. Now, it's going to be live streamed for you folks joining us on the YouTube channel if you're at home. The service stream is going to stop at the end of the service, and then we're going to start again the stream a few minutes later. So there'll be a new one just before we begin at 12:15. I'm not anticipating it being too long, but for children here who want to do a little something else, I think they maybe try and put on a little video in their youth room or the basketball nets in the minor hall if you want to do something for a few minutes while we gather here. Just on the subject of children and young people, from the 7th of November, next week, things are going to look a little bit different in all our children's and youth ministries on a Sunday. So we've got Junior Arc beginning back. It's no longer Sunday picnic, but that's for nursery to P3, and that's going to be in the Macadam Hall. So parents no longer are required to stay with the children. But if you can, send your child with a water bottle. Bring their own water bottle. A snack will be provided, but send them with their own water bottle. Guys, bring your own bottle there. And then the Senior Arc will be continuing in the minor hall, that's P4s to 7s. Crash will be on for all the younger ones in the youth room. And then JCBs for years 8 and 9 in the chambers room. And the Bible class will be alternate weeks, but beginning next week for years 10 to 12, and that'll be in the coffee bar. I talked at length last week about the Congregational Committee election and the voters list. That's now up. There should be two copies in the hub and one just in the back corner there, so there's enough space for you to just have a quick look and not crowd around. It's a provisional list according to the records we have, so you've got 2 weeks to check it, and let me know if there's any problem by the 14th of November. Please also, let me just remind you of this, please also do remember Storehouse. If you're doing your shopping, or if you're thinking about how you spend your £100, do think about those in need in and around our area, and think about how you could give to Storehouse in these coming weeks. We're going to just turn our thoughts to worshiping God. So let me begin with a couple of verses of Scripture. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. We come as God's people, we come as God's family, we come as the body of Christ to worship him together. Let's pray, and then we'll spend some time praising God. Father God, we're very thankful that you want us to come and worship you. We know you're listening to us when we sing and when we pray. We thank you that you have forgiven all our sins. We know that you want to build us up as your body, Lord Jesus, to serve you together. And so we pray that you will bless us before we leave this morning in all that we do in your name. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, let's spend some time praising Jesus, our Savior and Lord. The band are going to lead us in a couple of songs.
I'm not afraid to
Amen. Well, we're thinking a bit about serving today as we think about Love Your Church and what it is to be the church. We're thinking a bit about serving. We're going to think about it in two bits, and there's going to be a bit of a quiz, and there's going to be a bit of a video. But first, we're going to hear from God's Word. So Noreen Patterson is going to come and read to us and read from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. Noreen, thanks.
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, living sacrifices. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Amen.
Noreen, thank you. Well, as we think about serving, in the passage that Noreen read to us, Paul talks about thinking about being different parts of the body, and that's what serving in the church is like. So, I've got a bit of a quiz I'm going to leave with you for a couple of minutes to chat about. On the screen here, sorry, this screen's not working still at the moment. We haven't got a little child to fix the light bulb yet. But on the screen here, so you can look at the screens. There's six body parts of members of the congregation and the names of those six members. Now, your job, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to chat amongst yourselves, chat with the people you're with or just across the way. What I want you to do is match up the body part with the member of the congregation. So I've got Andy Bill. What do you folks here? Maybe if you don't know them, I should give you some just general description. We've got Andy Bill, fellow in his 30s. Where is he? There he is. Andy, give us a wave. That's right, there we are. Lillian, you give us a wave at the back. I can see Lillian's there. Great. Lillian, stand up. I don't know if Neil's around. Fellow in his 40s. Matthew Mullen. Matthew, yeah. Great, Matthew, great. Hannah Rice, Hannah, super. Hannah's just over here. And Moni's not around, but she looks after our office. So you've got an elbow, a knee, a fingernail, an ear, a foot, and that's a thumb knuckle. It's a thumb knuckle if you weren't sure. Okay, you've got 2 minutes. Can you match up the right body part to the right person? Let's go. Well, how do we think we're doing? Come to some conclusions here. We'll go through the body parts, and you can shout out the answer. So, whose is the elbow? We've got a couple of hands. We've got quite a few Moni's there. It is Moni's elbow. It's Moni's elbow. Very good. Moni's elbow. Okay, so that may change your answers for other things there. Who knows? Whose knee is that? Neil's knee. Great. Neil's knee. Whose fingernail? Was this too easy? Okay, Lynn's fingernail. Whose ear? Come on. Hannah's ear. Whose foot? Andy's foot. And whose thumb knuckle? Matthew, is that right? Is that your thumb knuckle? Brilliant. Well done. Congratulations, you passed. Paul says in that reading that we heard that we're all like parts of the body, Jesus' body, serving us as each of us, knees, feet, toes, knuckles, does our thing. Like different parts of the body, God has created us each differently and with a purpose. So you and I are just the way we are, with our unique personality and gifts and skills and talents and physical attributes by God's design. We're not all elbows. We're not all fingernails. We're not all toes. And even toes are different from each other, aren't they? And when you're a part of the body, you do your bit for the good of the whole body and for all that the body can then do together as all the bits do their work. So if you run, like the runners yesterday, you have to use your arms and your legs and your heart and other parts of your body too. Followers of Jesus serve others as part of the body. So just like your toes are there, not just to be fantastic toes, which you may have, but to serve your body as it does all that your body can do and gets around. So we as followers of Jesus serve the whole body and all it can do. It's really important to remember, isn't it? We're part of a bigger thing. We've talked about being part of God's family. We're part of God's body too, says Paul when he gives that picture. He says, as we remember all that God has done for us in Jesus, how Jesus has given himself for us to be part of his family and his body, well, we give our lives for him as a living sacrifice. And it's worth noting there that when Paul talks of lots of us, he only talks of one living sacrifice. We do it together. We come together to give ourselves for God. Our worship and our serving and our living for him is not just about us as individuals in our world, own world, getting on with our thing, but together as the church, as the body of Jesus, encouraging one another for the good of one another. And so that's why yesterday we wanted to create a sense of togetherness at our weekend, recapturing what lockdown has in some ways taken away. But one of the big things that Paul wants to get across to us is that we need to stop thinking the way that the world does and the way that we do when we're thinking at our worst. And that is that the world revolves around me, that it's all about me, and I'm only happy when I'm doing things that please me. Imagine that kind of thinking, that it's all about me, is over here. Paul says, stop thinking of yourself like that. And instead, I want you to think, he says, that you're part of something bigger. I want your view of yourself to be transformed into something completely different. That Jesus, actually, over here is the one that matters, that the world revolves around him, but that you, each one of you, is part of his body. And that actually you're truly happy when you do what pleases him. So says Paul, don't be like people over here thinking the world revolves around me. Don't be like that toe who thinks I'm all about the toe, but actually it's just part of the body. Be like people who are part of Jesus' body, serving one another and the body. Paul wants to encourage us as followers of Jesus, as disciples of Jesus, to move more and more this way, away from thinking about ourselves, and towards thinking about us as part of Jesus' body and how all we do honors him. How do we think less and less that the time, talents, and the money we have are for us, and more that the time, talents, and money that we have are for using for the good of God in his world? God's gift to us to play our part. Well, we're going to think about our gifts and talents just a little bit later, but let me give you one example to leave you with to think about money. We're going to have our annual general meeting. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's a very exciting meeting that we're going to have later on when we think about all the finances of the church. But actually, we celebrate all that God has given to us and all that God has given through us. And it means we think a little bit about money, which isn't a dirty subject to think about. It's the thing that God has given to us to use in our world. But what does it look like to think that the money that I have is less and less about spending on me and the things I want, and more about spending for God? So more and more, I think about how I spend my money in ways that honor Jesus. How does the way I spend my money, and we spend our money on lots of things, but how does this honor Jesus? Now, that doesn't mean necessarily giving it all away. Well, it might do. But as we think about serving Jesus and his body, the church, we might think about our giving. And our giving to church. A little later on, we're going to have this annual general meeting as we think about how God has given to us and how our giving has been used as a church. And you'll see the goodness of God through that. I'm not speaking as the minister of a church that's desperate for money. But I am speaking as the minister of a church where we want each one of us to grow as disciples, from the youngest to the oldest, and think about how we use the money that we have. To think about the good discipline as disciples of giving some of it regularly in commitment for the work and the mission of our church. Not simply for ourselves, but for our witness as Jesus' body in this place, to enable us to do things here and around here and beyond for the sake of Jesus. So let me encourage you to get into the habit of regular giving, however much or little. From your pocket money, and as I say that, I can hear the conversations that are about to start happening in my house. Pocket money? Since when do we get pocket money? So parents, give your kids pocket money. I'm going to go home and face that lunchtime conversation. From your pocket money, from your allowance, from your wage, from your pension. And ask David McCauley or Moni in the church office, you know what her elbow looks like, for envelopes or for a form or details to set up a standing order. Where any of us, says Paul, are able to contribute to the needs of others, to the work and mission of this church in ministering and witnessing to the good news of Jesus, let's do it generously, he says, as parts of the body, according to the measure of faith God has given us, how God has blessed and challenged us, let's play our part. We'll come back to other things that we have to serve God with together. But we're going to stand and sing again. We're going to sing a song we've learned in the last few weeks with some great actions that Jen and Grace are going to lead us in. We are the church. Let's stand and sing.
Now we seated at the right hand.
great. So we are God's church. We're all part of God's plan. Now, a while ago, the Presbyterian Church put together a great course, and you may have heard of them, called Prepared to Serve. And it's to help people think of how they may serve as part of Jesus' body in and through the church. Now, they kind of remade it about 8 years ago, and I had a very little involvement in a group that was looking at that. But I thought I'd play to you the introduction. It's an animation to the course, and it's a great introduction, not just to the course, but just to thinking about, helpfully, what it means to be prepared to serve all of us using our gifts in the church. So, Gavin, QVT.
Believe it or not, being a Christian is not a spectator sport. Yet sometimes it can seem like one person is carrying all the load. Isn't that what the minister's for, you ask? No, it's not what God intended. The burden is much too great for one person. Sometimes we do better and a few people help out. But that's still not what God intends. God wants us all to take part. But how? Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. The Holy Spirit gives each of us something to contribute, so that we work together for the building up of God's church. Does that mean we are all to copy what the minister does, but on a smaller scale? Because the minister works full time for the church, and we don't? No. We are not clones or carbon copies of the minister, leaders, or anyone else. God has gifted us in many different ways. And for what? Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Are you prepared to serve? God has given us all different gifts. For example, we might be gifted in making people feel welcome, or in helping behind the scenes, or in sharing life-changing truth from God's word, or in looking after admin so everything happens as it should, or in encouraging people, or in having a special concern to pray for others. And it's not just in the church building that we serve. It's everywhere. In all the places we live out our lives, and with the people we meet there, at home, at work, in our leisure time, at the school gate, the church is the people of God, both gathered and scattered. Some have a special gift in sharing the good news about Jesus, but not all. We can still use our gifts wherever we are, to encourage, to share godly wisdom, to show hospitality, to care for others, and so much more. And why are we doing this? So that God is praised. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. Are you prepared to serve?
We've said there's lots of different body parts with different purposes, but that each one, like our bodies, is needed. Among us, there are lots of different gifts that God gives. There's lots of lists in the Bible. We saw lots of them on the video. God creates and gives skills and talents to everyone. Every one of us by his Spirit. No one is without gifts and purposes to play their part, even if we're not sure yet what it is. But God gives different gifts to different people in different ways as Jesus wants to form his amazing body that's us. So, you know, we shouldn't ever look at anyone and think they should be more like me. You know, that toe should look more like an ear. No. Or that we should look more like someone else. I wish I was hair and not fingernails. We should never think our gifts are more important than others, or that others' gifts are more important than ours. In Jesus' body, every gift, every person is equally important and necessary. We're all made to be parts of the body where God has put us, to do our thing just as he's designed it. But our gifts are for the good of others and to build up the church. So we're designed to serve, and we're to be prepared to serve. And we should also be wary of saying, I'm not doing that. That's not my gift. Some people are great practically, aren't they? But many of us can stack chairs. How can we help out when tidying up and getting things put away needs done? Here at Saintville Road, we want people to think about what it means to be disciples of Jesus and how we grow and use our God-given gifts. And we talk about this in our vows of membership, our time and our talents and our money for the good of the church and people beyond us. So not so much interested in setting up lots of things and ministries and then saying, oh goodness me, we need lots of volunteers to do this. Will you please do it? Please, please, will you? But looking at the needs around us, looking at the gifts we have, looking at the opportunities there are, and thinking, what then should we do as disciples of Jesus? So I'd love for us all to keep thinking about what gifts each one of us has and how we're serving or maybe prepared to serve. But let me tell you something. I said earlier I was just a little bit involved in putting that prepared to serve course together or when it was being remade. But when I was involved on that little group, there was another minister there who was a lot more involved in driving it and making it happen. And he was able to get a number of members of his congregation to be on the video to talk about their different gifts and how they use them for the church and beyond. Now, that minister's name was Alistair Bill. So I know that thinking about serving, everyone playing their part, isn't new to Saintville Road, because I've watched the videos, and in fact, I found them again online recently, and you can look them up too if you like. But let me show you a few pictures of people involved, and I hope this is all right. Now, here's Vernon. Many folks will remember Vernon. Had a great gift of talking with people, making them feel welcome. He used his gift to welcome people. Who else have we got, Gavin? Here's Rob. And his great gift of music that he talks about on the video and how he uses it to praise and worship God among his people. There's Kim. And then after Kim is Sandra. Both using their gifts to teach children. They talk about how they do that. There's Chris. Chris, I hope you're watching on live stream. Chris isn't able to be here. I talked about not wanting, being jealous of other people. I'm quite jealous of that hair at the moment. Chris, that is fabulous hair. And there's Phil. Look how youthful Phil, look at you. Using their gifts and skills for visual technology and sound so that we can hear these things and live stream. And there's Andre, last one. You remember Andre who preaching here, and there's a bit of footage of him preaching, and there's a great bit of that spans around the church and people are singing. There's Andre, who's now developed and using his gifts wonderfully for Jesus in the body of Christ at Mossside and Tobidoni. So I know from the past and from all I've seen that this is not new at Saintfield Road. But we want to keep encouraging one another, each one as parts of the body, to use our gifts and serve in whatever way. Listen to Paul's encouraging language. He says, if someone has a gift, let them use it well. You're never too young or too old to have time and talents and money to be used by God and to think about how you might serve. From helping put things out or tidy things away, to being a helper at Vibe or at Guides, to working on the IT or the AV or playing music, to being a fixer of things around the building or a mentor to someone or an intercessor, a prayer for situations. Come and talk to me or another leader about your gifts and how you might serve if you'd like to. Or maybe I'll come and talk to you. What a healthy body. What a healthy church. When we see all the parts doing their thing, lots of people growing as followers of Jesus and using their gifts to meet the needs and the opportunities we have to serve Jesus, to be the body of Christ, the church God has made us to be in this place. Nigel's going to come and use his gifts to lead us in prayer. Nigel, thank you.
Let us pray. God, our loving Father, in this all-age service today, we begin with our praise and thanks to you for who you are, for what you have done for us, and for your promises to us and guidance for us as to how we should live for you. May each of us use the words of that modern song, "My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who bore my pain and gave me life again." We also give you thanks for your blessings to each of us and our families. Father, we who are here or are watching have survived the current pandemic, each with different experiences. But we can say that my heart is filled with thankfulness to him who walks beside, who floods my weaknesses with strength and causes fears to fly. And so we thank you for the strength you give us day by day. You sustain us with your unending love. God, we also recognize that you put us on families and that the family is at the center of your plan and purposes for us. The Bible has something to say to each of us, and each of us is special, whether as parents, grandparents, husband, wife, son, daughter, granddaughter, aunts, uncles, married or single. And so we thank you and pray for our families. Some today are sad following a recent bereavement. We ask for the Holy Spirit to comfort and sustain them in the days and weeks ahead. Some are in hospital or at home because of health issues, including COVID. We pray for the healing power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And we also pray for family and healthcare workers who look after them, especially those who are known to us personally. Some are anxious because of issues in work or worries in education or concerns about relationships. We pray that wisdom and love might be given to them in those difficult situations. Father God, you understand family issues because you gave us your Son that we might live. But Father, you have given us another family, the Saintfield Road family. And we thank you for all the people around this church who make your love more meaningful for us. As Ben has just reminded us, every one of us has been given a gift. And so we pray that you will help each of us realize what our gift is and how best to use that gift. Lord, you have many jobs and needs around this church. And so we pray that each of us can find our specific role in the church family. Romans reminds us that we are all part of the body of Christ, and it takes every one of us to make it complete. Every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, is important to you. We give thanks for Ben and Johnny and Jill and Moni, the leaders of every organization, for everyone who gives time and uses their skills and resources to maintain the work here. Lord, this church means so much to us, but it's part of your kingdom. So help us realize our responsibilities here and also in the wider world in which we live. And we pray for those serving you abroad. In a small but significant way, may even our shoeboxes bring some joy to the children who will receive them. Finally, God, we thank you in the words of our final song because you are the servant king. So let us learn how to serve and in our lives enthrone him, each other's needs to prefer, for it is Christ we're serving. We pray through the name of Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen.
Nigel, thank you. Nigel, thank you for helping us to reflect on those words of that song, which are really pertinent for us. We're actually going to change plan and sing another song, but that's okay, because those words, as you prayed them, are really important, that Jesus is the servant king who models that to us. We are going to stand, though, and sing in the light of Jesus, that we may as a church arise and serve him. So we're going to stand and sing, "O Church Arise and Put Your Armor On." Two things to say just before we close. One is that given it's not quite 10 to 12, I'm making a fairly unilateral decision to go with having the AGM at 12 o'clock rather than 12:15, and then we all get home for dinner quicker, can't we? So we'll be at 12 o'clock. The live stream will stop in a moment and begin again just before 12. Do stay around for that if you can. Let me say, too, as I said earlier, the packs to deliver, the flowers on the windowsill in the vases there. If anybody wants to take one of those and enjoy them for a week or two, please just take those away with you. Bring the vase back at some point on a Sunday. They're there just to be taken and enjoyed. Now, let's end as the body of Christ together by saying the words of the grace to one another. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.
salvation.